Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Fatiha, yesterday we looked at Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and today we will look at Maliki Yawm al-Din. Now, in fiqh, we know that this ayah can be recited in both ways in the salah. You can either say Maliki Yawm al-Din or Maliki Yawm al-Din. So let's sort of consider whether the variation in recitation means that there are two meanings. Incidentally, Maliki Yawm al-Din means the possessor or the king of the day of requital, or we might say the day of judgment. Now, if you're using Malik or Malik in everyday speech, then there is a distinct meaning. Malik means king, and it's indicative of a political relation, whilst Malik is an owner, which indicates an economic relation. When the human being has an ownership relation with something, it is such that he may profit from the benefits of that thing. But where a human being is said to be a king, a malik, it means that he has power over and above others, and therefore accords himself to the right of supervision and decision. But none of these situations has an objective existence. If you think about it, both are sort of simply arrangements. When we say that a person owns a house, it means that this particular transaction or arrangement is recognized in the present circumstance. Where we say that a person is king of a certain country, then that too is a subjective arrangement, because in both cases, the effect is lost when the defining conditions are changed. At any moment, the owner of the house and the king of the region may be different persons. So, at that level, both have separate meanings. The king does one set of things, while the owner or Malik does another set of things. But we may also look at this translation or this relationship in objective and real circumstances. For example, if you and I were to say that we are the owners of our bodily parts and our capacities, then that means that we're entitled to use them for our own ends as we choose. And that means that we are empowered over our bodies so that we can use them whenever we wish. For example, the power of speech. When we wish not to use it, we don't have to. So we notice that objectively, owner and sovereign are the same thing in that circumstance. We are the owners of our bodily parts and capacities, and also sovereigns or rulers over them. This is an arrangement of nature, and it's real and it's objective. It's not subjective. But in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the whole of existence and in power over the whole of existence, the symbiotic relationship or the unity of ownership and sovereignty is absolutely clear, because the possessor and the possessed, or the relation between the possessor and the possessed, is real and objective. So many places in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 27, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ, say, O Allah, owner of the dominion. So, if we think of this in those terms, then it's clear that owner and sovereign, or owner and king, are not so far apart. If I can define it in one word in relationship to Allah, He is the one who is free, by virtue of His own merits and characteristics, from depending on anything in existence, while everything in existence depends on Him. And that really is the sovereignty, the kingship, and the ownership that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. So now if we look at this ayah, is it that Allah is the owner and sovereign only on the day of resurrection or the day of requital? No. He is the owner and sovereign in this world and in the hereafter. In the world, human beings are without the eye for reality. We construct relative or normative ties of ownership and sovereignty. We see ourselves and others as owners of things and sort of sovereigns over them. We say that we are the owners of the house, but when the veils are lifted and we see the world with an eye open to reality, we see that all ownership is false, and that sovereignty is false, and the real ownership and the real sovereignty belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the meaning of Malik al-Malik when it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sovereignship belongs totally, solely to Him. In a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "The affair that day and that day itself, all is Allah's." Jabir reports this, and he was told, "O Jabir, when it is the day of resurrection, all dominion will perish and no ruler will remain save Allah." Like in Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah says, "Kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram." Everything will be annihilated except the essence of your Rabb. So we've looked at the ayat, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. It's absolutely amazing. And if we just ponder over the way that we have tried to understand it in our salah, the salah will take a different angle and a different meaning for us. Inshallah, we will continue with Surah Al-Fatiha.